This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Fresh restrictions loom for millions of Europeans this weekend after the highest ever worldwide number of coronavirus infections in a single day. Across Europe, the average number of daily infections leapt 44% in a single week to over 121,000. In the U.S., coronavirus cases are on the rise in 44 states. AP's Mike
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states, but responses to the surge in the hardest hit states have varied from raising the risk level to doing nothing. I'm Mike Hempen.
The pharmaceutical company Pfizer says it could file for U.S. authorization of the COVID-19 vaccine it is developing with a German partner as early as late November. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins has the details.
Pfizer, which is developing the vaccine with German partner BioNTech, said that it may say if the vaccine is effective as soon as this month based on its 40,000-person clinical trial, but that it also needs safety data that will not be available until November. As the president's rush to a vaccine has also raised concerns that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, acting in haste, might not conduct an adequate review of a vaccine. U.S. health officials have sought to assuage those concerns out of fear that not enough Americans would take a vaccine early on. A vaccine is seen as key to controlling the spread of the virus.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, says U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be cut to around 2,500 in the first 2 months of 2021. Clarifying the Trump administration's stance after conflicting accounts from the president himself, his advisors, and the Pentagon, O'Brien says U.S. troops will be at around 4,500 in the coming weeks, and further reductions will continue after that. President Trump and challenger Joe Biden continue campaigning today, less than 3 weeks before the presidential election on November 3rd. This follows dueling town halls last night. Has more.
It was an unconventional night in presidential politics.
I'm president. I have to see people.
The words of a president matter. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden were at separate nationally broadcast town halls simultaneously. The president was in Miami on NBC.
They've done a great job. We had the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner. The vaccines are coming out soon.
Biden was in Philadelphia on ABC.
In politics, grudges don't work. They're not, they make no sense. I really mean it.
The dueling town halls came about after Trump contracted COVID-19 and balked at a change to a virtual format for the debate that was scheduled Thursday night. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Riot police in Bangkok have cracked down on thousands of student-led protesters who rallied in the capital in defiance of a strict state of emergency. AP's Charles DeLedesma reports.
Using water cannons to scatter protesters, onlookers, and reporters, police in riot gear tried to secure the downtown rally zone while student protesters swiftly moved down the street to another large intersection. The protests follow the Thai Prime Minister's rules to stand down. The demonstrators had gathered in torrential monsoon rains to push their core demands for a second day, defying an order not to gather, imposed after some had heckled a royal motorcade. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran issued a new warning to neighboring Armenia and Azerbaijan Friday after stray fire from their conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region wounded one person on the Iranian side of the border. A foreign ministry spokesman tweeted, if there is any repetition of such fire, the Islamic Republic of Iran will not remain indifferent. The tweet did not specify which side Tehran held responsible. United Nations evacuation flights for migrants stuck in Libya have resumed after being suspended because of the global pandemic. More than 150 people from Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan, including 15 children under 18 years old, flew to Niger, where they are now in quarantine. Both UNHCR and UN Migration Agency have called for Libya to be classed as an unsafe port for migrants. This is VOA News.